Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back and forth, ping pong match of a game, and you might just be waking up right now after absorbing all that. And in the middle of all that, right, there was one other play that we neglected to squeeze in there. And it seemed kind of, not to say innocuous at the time, because it pushed the lead from 7-3 to 14-3, and it was on a 98-yard drive. It culminated it. It was this.
Herbert in the gun, second down and goal from the 10-yard line. Herbert walks up to the line of scrimmage, now falls back into the gun. Play clock is at 4. Herbert wants the shotgun snap, lifts that right leg. Play clock at 1. Herbert's got the snap, back to pass, steps up in the pocket, throws short, cut by Eckler, racing to the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. A 10-yard touchdown throw, Justin Herbert to Austin Eckler, and the Chargers have extended the lead. 3:42 to go here in the first half. The Chargers lead by 10 with the extra point upcoming.
It was the first of two Eckler touchdowns in which Devin Bush made absolutely no effort on. And when I say no effort, I mean no effort. This is bad. His dad might call the radio station today. It was so bad. Look, there are times in which the fan base and people who follow a team, they yell and they scream about something and they really don't know what they're talking about. And it's amplified by, I heard this guy yelling and screaming, so I'm going to jump on board and be a bandwagoner and I'm going to yell and scream because I heard somebody on the radio yelling and screaming, and it becomes fashionable to do that. And it just sort of creates and gains a life of its own. That's not the case with this. He is not just bad for being Devin Bush and where he was drafted as number 10 overall. He's a bad NFL inside linebacker right now. He's just not good. Schobert then was on the field. Spillane was on the field to drive thereafter. He did not see the field for about 8 or 12 plays, somewhere between 8 or 12 plays. He was awful. I don't know what the answer is, but the answer moving forward at some point has to be this guy getting benched. He hurts them.
The one that got me even more was the first one. Which was the Eckler, I think, 4 or 5 yard touchdown.
That was the second one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. But that was the one that got me, and it was early in the game, and immediately, you know, I think we all probably tweeted out the same video, right? It's Collinsworth's breaking down the double block on Hayward, and I think it was Jared Cook pulled around from the outside in, came up through the hole, and met Bush, and then Bush didn't do anything.
It was inexcusable because he had zero awareness and even less fight.
He didn't realize Eckler was running right by him.
He didn't know where the play was. Then when he understood where it was, he didn't fight to get off his block. He just stood there. Look, we've hammered Devin Bush, and sometimes maybe it's overkill, and you're not trying to find a scapegoat. But if you're going to have any chance in that football game, if you're going to have any chance against the Lions to not tie them, you need good play from that inside linebacker position, and it's not like he's played up to where Devin Bush, again, is supposed to play. He's been bad comparative to the mean inside linebacker in the league.
It's just like I said on Friday. It's one thing to criticize Devin Bush for not making the big splash plays. Now we're at the point where he's not making the regular everyday plays. PFF's initial grade on his performance last night, the lowest to this point of his career. So that tells you exactly.
That's a pretty low bar to begin with.
Thank you, Jim. The guys, you know, it would be different if we saw it in fits and starts. No, it's continually downhill now.
Jim, you ready for Buddy Johnson era to start?
No.
But what do you do?
And it's called into even
Spillane
more.
Spillane is what it is, and that's what you have to do. But it's like we were talking about this even before Sunday night. We were talking about this last week. There was a time when, we're wondering, well, why is Spillane playing? Why is Bush not playing? And And then and when Butler said that there are some things that Spillane does better.
Play football is one of them.
Yeah, right now. I can't argue with that. And you're right about that. It was like he was a conscientious objector on that play, just standing there.
Well, and it gets called into contrast, too, when you see Schobert make a big play later, right? I mean, we've seen Spillane make big plays in the past. We've seen Schobert make a big play here in this regard. And I think I recall him having a big tackle earlier in a game where they were trying to hold on to a lead. And Bush isn't doing any of that. He's not doing any of it. Not even the big splash plays. Like I said, he's not even making the basic plays.
And if people want to say that, you know, his knee's not fully, well, then don't play him.
Right.
There needs to be something seismic happen this week. Either a benching in totality, or we find out that the guy's hurt, and then you go ahead and you put him on IR. It can't be rolling into Sunday in the Bengals game, and it's just, okay, the game starts, and Devin Bush is out there to start at inside linebacker for the Steelers. That, to me, is the coaching staff. Keith Butler, Mike Tomlin, who allegedly calls the defense, they're derelict of duty if they've identified a problem, or if they haven't identified it, that's even worse. But at this point, they've had to have identified it as Devin Bush being problematic to the cause, right?
Yes.
Because everyone else has. Even the people who, even if you don't know the play calls, like his dad says we should know in order to criticize him. But if they've identified the problem much as we have and they don't make a change, then it becomes a problem that's not the player problem, it's the coach problem. And if something doesn't change for Cincinnati, it's a big coach problem. He's absolutely horrible. He's horrible. He's not good enough to start. He's now good enough maybe to be in the rotation, but he's not good enough to start. And I'll say it right now, and I don't care who it makes mad. He's showing no heart. He's showing no fight. He's showing no grit, and he's showing no want.
Okay.
He is a quitter, and that's what Devin Bush shows me on the football field. He quits when things go down, when things aren't looking good. Cam Hayward is a guy. If I'm Cam Hayward, I look at Devin Bush, and I don't even look at us as contemporaries. I'm thoroughly upset that I'm on the same unit as Devin Bush because he's not giving one millionth of the same effort.
Let's spin it from the short term into the long term very quickly because we had this conversation about other parts of this team. We've talked about it with the quarterback at length today. If Devin Bush is this, if this is what he is, first of all, you're not picking up the fifth-year option this offseason. You talk about sitting him. Yeah, that's in the immediate short term, that's
fault.
What you do.
It's that they overdrafted him.
Yeah.
What was he going to do when they called on the phone?
Say no.
Say no?
Yeah.
Right. There's a big problem with scouting and development.
But what you're talking about, in your opinion, that if he's not trying or if he's a quitter, as you just said it, that is his problem.
That is, you're right.
And I'm not going to go quite that far, but man, it was just disappointing to see him stand there and not try to fight off a block, isn't that just basic football?
Yes.
I don't know.
There's a lot of guys who seemingly have less athletic ability that try a lot harder than Devin Bush. And I'm not making Devin Bush out to be someone with, you know, that's one of the greats athletic ability-wise, but watch Sam Mills that was smaller than him. You know, fight off guys bigger than him and make a career, a living, forge greatness out of fighting off blocks much the same way. And Devin Bush gets stock blocked by an offensive lineman and just stands there and acts like he's doing a waltz with them.
Not even an offensive lineman on that first Eckler touchdown, a tight end pulling up through the hole.
It's tough to watch.
One of the guys that he was drafted to combat against.
And I don't need to know what play was called to know. No. I don't need to know his assignment.
There's no play call for stand there and get blocked and not try to get off and at least make an arm tackle.
Right. Oh, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.